Now. Okay. Kum lenda blak yamara rapidaf nun vav amen aleph. So we had the Mishnah that says that that Kol's man, the wine did not reach the vat yet. It does not have enough yayin. It can work with him. The only issue is you're not allowed to increase tumas, you're not allowed to harvest the grapes. But the Mishnah Acharonia says you're allowed to increase tumas, so you're allowed to harvest the grapes, but it already has the status of wine while it says slope, it's going down the slope. Says the Gemara. Does not become yayin nesach until it comes down to the boy. There's a gemara here for you, actually.
Thank you. I have one.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
You want your own okay. V'hatanya, we learn yayin mishiyikve. Our Mishnah, you said. The Mishnah says it's not become yayin nesach until it enters the vat. We learned in the Braisa yayin mishikve only when it begins to have over there. According to Rashi, means when dregs float on top. According to other Rashi, means when the sediment falls on the bottom. We already had this yesterday. This is machlekes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanan. At what stage do we say by maisis the wine is completed? And the same thing applies here. That's when it's called yayin nesach. Now we learn yayin mishiyodid leboy. The Tanakhama says when it goes down to the boy, which sounds exactly like our Mishnah. That's when it has the status of wine for maisis and the status of wine. Rabbi Kiva says mishiyikve when it has the dregs on top or when it has a sediment that falls to the bottom. Iboyil who you're telling me mishiyikve. Let's look at Rashi. The dregs on top. Didn't we learn somewhere else? Oh, sorry, we have a question. Kifui the Boyer kif with the chavis. Which dregs are we talking about? That which settles in the boyer, or the sediment that settles in the boyer, or after the boyer you put in the barrel, and then when it settles fine in the barrel, that's really the last stage before you drink it. That's the gemar malacha. Tashma coming here. Tanya litten braisa yayin wine mishi yikve wine. Once it has these dregs floating on top with the sediments on the bottom, afal pisha kofa. Even though it already has these dregs floating on top. Why? Koilet min hagas ha'elyoni. You're allowed to continue drinking the wine from the gas above. The wine that did not enter yet the vat. Because the gemalach is not finished. Uminat sinner. So too, from the pipe that's taking you from the wine press down to the vat. V'shoisi, allowed to drink it. Shmamin, it seems from here. That which dregs are we concerned about? Kifui the boy coming in. We're talking about kifui the boy because we're saying that the boy, but everything before the boy, including the pipe, is all right. Shma minoz araye, that we're talking about kifui the boy. Very mother, but Tani Rabzvi, Berebi, Rabbeisha. This is how they learned the Braisa. The Tanakhama says wine as soon as it entered the boil and it settled and the sediment fell to the bottom or the dregs are floated to the top. That's when it's complete. And Abba Kiva says, he said only when you send it off to the barrels. That is the final stage. And over there, when the dregs float to the top or the sediment settles on the bottom, that's when it becomes also very different than what you said before, that it's the chavis, that it's the boil. Says the Gemara, Tirtza nami laha kamaisa hochi. This is how we should learn the first part. That yayin, mishayora leboy v'yikva. That wine, when the Tanakhama holds, that wine, when it goes, that even the Tanakhama holds, that when is wine considered completed, or when is wine of dinner status of yayin nesach, only when it entered the boy and everything settled over there, the dregs in the sediment. Rabbi Kiva says, Mishayish lebechovis, only put in the barrels. Ebezeh, our Mishnah is nobody. Our Mishnah says, Ella masnis is the Tony. Einu oise yayin nesach achiyated the boy. Our Mishnah says, does not become yayin nesach until it enters the boy, but you don't have to wait till it settles for any dregs to float on top. Who's author of our Mishnah? So far, you tell me now the Tanakhama holds that even when the wine falls into the boy, it does not become wine straight away until it settles down. It could take, I don't know, a few days, and the dregs flow to the top. And the Bakiva holds, no, the next stage when it goes in the barrels. And our Mishnah says, as soon as it enters the boy, it's already wine. Which one is it? No. It's not each time. The boy, because you remember, things came through the sieve, and you have all these pieces of parts. So you have to, that's the main one, dregs. And then from there to the first chavis, there's still some left. You have to skim off. And once you already skimmed over there, there's nothing really left anymore. There's always a little bit of sediment left. We had in Bobasa, when you sell a barrel of wine, how do you calculate the sediment? There's always a little bit, and that you can't. Even sometimes you buy bottles of wine, you can see on the very bottom. Ella. That's right. Exactly right.
Quality stuff.
So l'chayda leima klasa tanoi. Let's say that three tanoim here. The Malay no. Bemison that two tanoim. They're arguing about maisa. By maisa, when it comes to maisa, everyone says it's when it settles either in the boid, when the dregs separate, or in the barrel. Our Mishnah is talking about Avodah Zarah. About Avodah Zarah, we're so machmir, we take it one step earlier and we say, you know what, as soon as it enters the boy, it already has enough yayin, and it's tamyenim and it's also. Yayin, that's the Rava, who originally was trying to answer the question, the difference between Maiseh and our Mishnah. And Rava didn't bother answering, there's a difference between Avodah Zarah and Maiseh, that maybe our Mishnah, everyone agrees that, you know, as soon as it hits the boy. And by Maiseh, the Machlech Kivacham, why do you make a difference? That I, he holds there's no difference between Avodah Zarah and everything else. Well, the Rava, the Lo Shainle, he holds there's absolutely no difference. L'chayda, Hitake, Moikim Lekit Lasadanoi, he will learn that three Tanoim here. He will learn that our Mishnah holds as soon as it enters the boy. That the Tanakam of Rabbi Kiva holds only when the dregs float to the top, and Rabbi Kiva himself holds when you put it in the barrel. Masha beboyd osa, so the Mishnah said, whatever contents are in the boyd is osa, but Vahashan mutter, what's above the boyd is all mutter. When are we talking about over here? Ella shaloi herze gargusi legas. Gargusi was the basket that they used to use, it's a big basket that was attached to the pipe. And what happens is the wine goes through the pipe and into the basket. The basket had like a sieve. And from there, it would flow into the boy. Right? And so that, the purpose of the basket... It was exactly. So if you took that filter, or that basket, and you put it back on... what was it? If you took it and you dumped back whatever the contents were in this basket to back to the wine press, then everything in the wine press becomes the Ayin Nesach. So, when do we say that everything in the wine press is not yayin nesach, elosh loy herzeh gargusi, legas, he didn't dump the contents of this gargusi back onto the gas. Aval herzeh gargusi, legas, if he dumped the contents of this basket back onto the gas, osur is osur. Gargusi gufa b'maya kamisre l'chayda. Why would the gargusi be osur? We just said that it has to enter the vat. And and that's only when there's yayin nesach. This gargusi is a step before the vat. This is the end of the pipe before it hits the vat. In fact, it's not even touching the vat. So l'chayda must be because nitzuk. We have a concept called nitzuk. Nitzuk, when you're we had this when you learn your idea, when you're pouring from one pot to another, is in the top pot. Let's say is treif. Do we say that the bottom pot or vice versa? The bottom pot is treif. Do we say that it brings treif? Because nitzuk kimechuber. We say nitzuk when it's flowing from one to the other. Is it kimechuber? Does it attach to two pots or not? And we have a machlekes in the Gemara later on. We'll see as well. So, but here, see clearly the gargusi. You're telling me he's already yayin nesach. And when you take the gargusi and you dump it back onto the wine press, it turns the wine press yayin nesach. How did the gargusi become yayin nesach? It's not touching the vat. Remember, it's connected to the pipe, and then it flows out of the pipe, and maybe it drops, I don't know, a quarter of a meter or whatever it is, 10 inches, 5 inches, but it's not touching. The only possible explanation is because there's a flow that's connecting the gargusi to the vat, that itself is kimechuber. So let's bring it right from me. All the Rishonim already asked, what's the biggest question? Rav Huna is the one who tackle holds, then it's a kimechuber, so what's the big deal? But the Gemara there should have at least brought up this as part of their discussion. Gargusi gufa maichul misa benitzu shmam nitzichel chibur, the Gemara... Kiratani like a priya learned. She pachasa itzluchasa. We'll learn later on that what that you have defaced the we had before you pressed in this basket. Lachanami she pachasa boyra. He's talking about that the boyer overflowed, and so actually came in contact with this particular basket. So you know the wine not only overflowed but something that bubbles up, and therefore it actually touched it. There's no nitzik over here. This is mamish touching. And that's enough to render everything in the gargusi yayin nesach. And now if you dump those contents back onto the wine press, they all come yayin nesach. Now this is an amazing gemara here. Ahu yinuka, there was this child. The tonne avoides kachavim b'shit shani. He was 6 years old when he learned through Masecht Avodah Zarah. About yinuka. And the Amoraim were asking questions. And the way the Rishonim explained the gemara, the machleik is between the yinuka and the Amoraim. The Yanuka is 6 years old. It's amazing.
Do you know where the Yanuka is?
No. We have a few times Gemara, who Yanuka. In the Zoya, we had this Yanuka who he died very young. Mm-hmm. They want to say it's all the same Yanuka.
Did he grow up to be an Amoraim?
I just told you, he died very young because he was saying too many secrets.
Obviously smarter than you. It's like the only Gilui of him that we have is the Ahu Yanuka, that name. That's
yeah. They said he gave it... Sorry? Not tried. He was very successful. He learned the whole Gemara by the Zohar at the age of 6 years. We should be ashamed of ourselves. Anyway, Bo-Mine.
It's good we don't know we'd be gone like him.
Okay, that's a very negative way of looking at things. Anyway, he was 6 years old. He learned through Masechta Avodah Zarah. Bo-Mine, they asked him a question. Mahu Lidra Chima Oivig Chav Megas. They asked him a very simple question. Maybe they were testing him. They were having these chidons. They asked him, are you allowed to press grape together with a goy on the wine press? Now, if you remember, we had a Mishnah Rishayna and a Mishnah Achrayna. The Mishnah Rishayna said that you are allowed to press with him because it does not have a status of wine until it enters the vat. And at that stage, it's not wine. And we're not worried about Tumah either because Rebbe came Tumah as soon as he cut the grapes. But according to Mishnah Achrayna, it already has a din of wine on the wine press itself. So because we're very machmir, so then you're not allowed to press with him. That's in the question. Amalu, he quoted to them the Mishnah. He quoted the Mishnah and said, yes, you're allowed to press the wine with them in this wine press. So they asked him a question. But what about the Mishnah Achrayna? Furthermore, when he puts his hands, if you remember, he puts his hands into the wine itself on the wine press to take out the grapes and put it on the mound on top so that it should press down further. So the Chayda, according to the Mishnah Achrayna, it already has a status of wine. How can you say you're allowed to do this with a grape? And how can you get paid? You haven't getting paid. Hanor for some reason. Asabana? So he was unfazed. He said it's Sairinu Leili Yodei. He didn't use his hand. So, you know, even though it has din of wine, how did it become wine Yain Nesach? You have to touch it. He didn't touch with his hand. They tied his hands up. So they asked him a Kamanasa Bedegel. They're having a debate with him. They said to him, Balochida, he is pressing the wine with his feet. Why doesn't that make the wine Yain Nesach? In fact, how do you press wine in the old days, until very recently? They always just be a foot and they used to jump around and dance. And that's how they used to press wine. Would you still drink wine if they did it today, barefoot? No.
That's right. Maybe the health department might not give you a scum of your wine.
The tinea gives a secondary fermentation.
Yeah.
Well, special flavor.
Welcome, Nasser Beregel. So he answered back, Nisuch de Regel, Loishmei Nisuch. So he passed the halacha lemaisa that Nisuch de Regel is not Nisuch. Big machlek is a shrine of the halacha is like him or like the Amoraim, who were asking him these questions, because Amoraim believe that Nisuch de Regel is Nisuch. He said, Nisuch de Regel knows by foot is not Nisuch. And there are many poskim are passing like him. So it's incredible that this Yanuka, 6 year old, just an incredible thing. Anyway, let's continue. More. Who did there's a story? The Havi Ben Adoyin died. Doshi Yisrael Chavim Lahu Chamra. That Eden and Goyim together were pressing this wine. Vishihia and they asked him. Then Shmuel, what's the din? Can we use this wine or not? They used the only way they touched it with the feet. We don't know exactly the details, but they were pressing together. Is Alocha and Mishnah Chareinu that it's Osir or not? Vishihia Shmuel. Shmuel didn't answer straight away. He delayed it. Tlosa Digle. Every time Rashi said by Yomtiv, everybody used to come to hear the Roshas by the Rabbonis, we thousands of Amoraim used to come together, so they would bring up certain shilas that were very vexing and they would discuss them. So Shmuel, one Yantav wasn't enough. He needed three Yomtavim because different Talmidim came to Yomtavim, so he could discuss and explore all the angles of this particular question. My time, what was so difficult over here that he was so concerned and he was so vexed? Elema Mishram Dikasari holds. The E Mashkach Natana, can I find a Tana, the Osakir Abnosen? If I find a Tana, that'll Asa Nosen. If a guy who will find a Tana will agree to Abnosen. That it's Osir. Isana Afila Bano, I will Asa. If I could find someone who says that a foot is Osir. Then I'll ask like even Bahano, not only I'll drink it, you'll even have a no. Who says clearly that the feed is also? You had this Yanuka that it says mutter. The Tanya we learn, Labraisa Modudu, if you measured Bain Biyad, Bain Beregel, whether by hand, whether by foot, Yimoche, you can sell it. In other words, it's also drinking. If a guy used his hand to touch the wine or his feet, you're not allowed to drink it, but you'll not have a no. However, Abnosin says, Biyad, also. That the hand is osir, aber regel mutter, and the regel mutter means you're allowed to drink it. So what does Shmuel mean like Rav Nosson? So let's be medayik. Eimud Rav Nosson, but yeah, but Rav Miyamad, Rav Nosson is only answering the hand, but the foot, he's holding, not even drink it. What do you mean he's waiting to see if somebody holds like Rav Nosson? Very hard to understand this line of the Gemara. Yeah, but Rav Nosson is the one who's making, not Machmir. So you should say if someone's having a look like a third Tanya or something. The Chachamim say you're allowed to have an oar. Rav Nosson says you're allowed to drink it if it's your foot. And the dig, the Gemara says, they make a dig. The hand is also, but the foot is mutter. Rav Nosson clearly says, Beidego is mutter. All the Rishonim have a problem with this line here. Ella, what he meant to say was the Mishkach Natana the Shadi. Can I find someone who's Mekel Krab Shimon? Okay, Rav Nosson has an argument about a foot, whether it's mutter completely or just mutter in Hano. And or I want to find Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon goes another chiddush. He holds halacha like Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds that if the goy touched wine, but he had no kavana, unintentionally he touched the wine, Rav Shimon said that's not yayin nesach. Yayin nesach is only the goy wants to know. If there's a fly there and he was shooing away the fly, and by mistake his finger touched the wine, he had no intention of touching the wine.
That's not the same.
Exactly. So Rav Shimon said there's no yayin nesach. We hold it is. Yeah, it's nothing.
What about today when the bottle of wine is standing there and the fork is inside?
No.
Right? It's been opened already. They're going past the fork, even touching the bottle. Does that make
it any better? According to many, no, if the cork is locked inside. No, he said that it's been. No.
It could go back.
Yeah, it could go back.
And they're going past his bite or touches
the most of that's all right. No, really not a problem at all. But Kiddush maybe goes right, very machmir.
That's
right. The Rebbe used to have the yain mevushel in a bag. Always. When it comes to Kiddush or Havdalah, things of a mitzvah, those are very machmir.
So what's the bottom line?
A guy
touches the bottle, but the cork is in it.
It's generally a mekel. There are, as it is, there are more paskins that today we're very mekel and stamien regarding Yisra Hano. You know, if a guy owes you money, you can take the bottle of wine as payment, even though it's also Hano, because since today, not really always over the Zohar, and mitzvah hatzel mamoyna, you know, it's not as strict as it used to be, because it's not really over the Zohar. That's really a machlek. Is stamas that you're allowed to have it? You're having a no, because when you give to a guy, you're giving as a present. He owes you something. You're having a no, but like a loan, you're allowed to take it back, and that already that those hold you a lot as well. Those hold don't. Okay, continue. Then I will allow even drinking this particular bottle. I would allow this because the guy over here had, since it was his foot, and he had no intention. I hope that was a story to have Beit Din. There's a story in Beit Din that who the Chavim was a guy to have a kasalig bedikula. This is a story. A guy was climbing a salig bedikula. The ice of the love of Bahad. A guy came off the palm tree and he brought down a lula with him, the konochis. And as he was coming down, noga bereisha de luliva bechamra shleib bekavana. He had a lulav in his hand. It was a barrel of wine not far away, and with it, and he touched the wine with the lulav, the tip of the lulav. Totally unintentional. It just happened. Sharia Rav permitted Lizvuni Loevik Chavim.
You're allowed
to drink it, even though, no, we don't pass Kachav Shimon. We hold that even Shaloibi Kavana, and it wasn't even your hand, it was a long stick you had there, a lulav. Still, it's Aser Bashtiya, but it's Mutter, what do you call it? Oh no. You hold that. Why are you so mekel? Not being machber. Why are you mekel that you're allowed to have a no? But you hold that a tinig ben yomi, a child is one day old. What intention would a child one day old have touching the wine? Absolutely nothing. And yet you say, oh, you see, yain nesach. You hold that it's mamas yain nesach, and not only not to drink it, it's also ban no as well. He said, even there, amri. So Rav says, when I said that a kid touches wine inadvertently, only asr and shtia. I never meant it should be asr and in hano. So therefore, in the case of the goy, you're right, the tinik ben yoyim is just like the goy, unintentional. So therefore, you now drink it, but you are definitely allowed to have hano.
Excuse me, you were talking about that goy.
Sorry? Yeah.
Now we're talking about goy.
Same thing. Every goy is considered an idolater. Every guy is called an akum.
Even nowadays.
Halachically.